So, I don't know how your morning's gone so far, but mine hasn't gone great until I arrived at church. It's been one of those days where technology's gone wrong, I lost my preach, everything that could have gone wrong went wrong this morning. So I know that that must mean that God wants to say something today. So, and I am standing on that and all the words I have sung and we have sung this morning, because God is a great God and he is doing stuff in this nation and in this community. So we've been running a CAP debt centre now at Long Lane for almost a year, and it's been an interesting, challenging journey for me as the debt coach, the debt manager, debt centre manager. Can't even get my job title right today. And I've met some really lovely people, and I want us this morning to think about justice for the poor at home, and particularly those in our community who are facing the injustice of poverty in this country through unmanageable debt, and how CAP are helping to address it. I attended the CAP conference for its frontline staff for head office last week, and was reminded not only why I do the work that I do, but who I'm doing it for and who has called me into this work and commissioned me with the task of proclaiming good news to the poor in this community. And it was interesting that Nick read these words from Isaiah 61 last week. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners. And these have been my life words for a few years now. And I just listened a few days earlier to a talk from the CAP CEO, Matt Barlow, where he shared CAP's future vision with us. And he reminded us that just as God is passionate about the poor, he's absolutely passionate about seeing justice and hope for the poor. And this is what Isaiah's talking about. The poor, whose lives for so long have been filled with nothing but bad news, get the gift of good news. The long-held captive in dungeons and prisons of all kinds get promised their freedom. Those who for years have spent many days dampening their handkerchiefs with their tears get comforted and pointed towards a day of smiles and laughter. Ashes get blown away to make way for glittering crowns. The drab clothing of mourning gets replaced with festive and colourful garments fit for a really great party. People who for too long have felt useless, like useless dead sticks, are promised that they will soon stand tall and sturdy like the grandest oak tree. God is so passionate about bringing freedom and release to the poor, the hurting and the broken, that he not only anointed Isaiah with this call, he anointed his son Jesus with this calling, and I believe he commissioned us as Christ's followers and as his church to take up this call too. God reminds us frequently throughout his word of our responsibility for justice and mercy for those who are in need. Leviticus 19:9-10 says, when you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather up the gleanings of your harvest. Do not go over your vineyard a second time or pick up the grapes that have fallen. Leave them for the poor and the foreigner. I am the Lord your God. Proverbs 31:8-9, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. Luke 12:33, sell your possessions and give to the poor. And in 1 Timothy 6, command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. And this is just a sample. Throughout God's word are themes of righteousness and justice towards those who are poor amongst us. So as I look at these words in Isaiah, I'm called to action and to living out this calling by doing the work that I do for CAP in Liverpool South. Over the last year, I've met some truly lovely people. People just like you and people like me who found themselves struggling with unmanageable debt because of a whole raft of things. Poor budgeting, loss of income, breakdown in relationship, mental health problems, and pressure of circumstances that leads to an over-reliance on credit cards and payday loans, for example. Things that could and do happen to anyone. They're not begging on the streets, and they're not walking around in rags, and if you were to walk past them in the street or sit next to one of the boss, you wouldn't know that they were in debt. They're good at covering it up because it's not something that they're proud of. And if they were to stand up here this morning, they'd probably tell you how embarrassing the whole thing was and is for them. Debt has caused them to have their hope extinguished. I'd like to introduce you to Stuart. Following an accident, he was left severely immobile and unable to work. Debt mounted, snatching Stuart's hope and leaving him searching through the supermarket bins for food. And at his absolute lowest, he was at the brink of suicide. Right now, 14 million people in our nation, like Stuart, are living in poverty. Poverty arrives like an illness in the family, setting you into a fight mode for a battle that you can't win and draining your life until you've got nothing left to give. You've got no power to change the situation, and it grinds you down until any flicker of hope you had is completely extinguished. As we'll find out during our time together today, Christians Against Poverty works with local churches, all over the UK to connect with these broken people whose lives have been devastated by poverty through debt, unemployment, dependencies and low income. What unique ingredient does CAP have that changes thousands of lives? What do we as the local church here in Garston have? What do we bring of Jesus? Hope. Every single person in this country, in our community, who is struggling with debt or poverty, desperately needs hope to walk into their situation. That's why CAP's core message is always hope. It permeates everything that we do. It is, as Christians, we are all carriers of hope because Jesus is with us. Hope is with us wherever we go. But our clients' hopelessness is real. They can't help themselves out of debt, break free from their dependencies, or get themselves into work after years of unemployment. They feel like there's no way out on their own. Job 11:18 tells us that God's promise is that you will be secure because there is hope. You will look about you and take your rest in safety. Like CAP, I truly believe that the local church is the hope of the world, a place of safety, because we are the hands and feet of Jesus, and Jesus was the ultimate bringer of hope. Today, I'm going to show you how you can join CAP's mission and enable hope to walk into lives where hopelessness has set up camp. But let's take a closer understanding of hope and what does it truly mean. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why are you so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. Psalm 43:5. So we're going to look at redefining hope. The Greek word for hope is elpis, which means to anticipate with pleasure and confidently expect. The dictionary definition of hope is a feeling of expectation and a desire for a particular thing to happen. Even though these definitions may seem similar, there is a difference between what the Bible defined as hope and what the world defines as hope. And I would go further to say that they contrast one another. The world's hope is rooted in desire, which means the outcome of what is hoped for is uncertain. Our hope, however, is anchored in Jesus. We place our hope in him with confident expectation, and that is what shows up when CAP arrives in someone's life. It's different to anything they've ever experienced before. And it cuts through the roaring chaos of poverty like a still calm whisper, don't be afraid. It is this hope that allows us to keep going when we want to give up. This same hope in Jesus that gives freedom to those in debt and poverty, to those who are jobless or battling dependencies. God is doing this through people like you and me as his hands and feet, by allowing his body, the church, to stand as the hope of the world. If the world is looking for hope, let hope be found in us. Let's watch Stephen's story firsthand and see what it looks like when hope walks in.
You can see it happening. You can see the war rising. You can see the debt fury. You know, try and fetch water, but there's nobody there. Nobody there. I try refinancing, remortgaging, that's when it gets started. I had an accident, and I slipped 2 discs in my vertebrae. So then I wasn't able to work. I was diagnosed with degenerative disc disorder, number 4 and 5, which means we need 2 discs at home, just totally disintegrated. I used to have a bed downstairs, because obviously I couldn't walk. I'd turn myself on the side, bring my knees to my chest, fall onto the floor, crawl into the downstairs toilet, get myself up that that way, it takes you about half an hour to go 3 or 4 metres. Introduced to camp by a gentleman called Terry Turnbull, and that was the very first sign of hope that I had. I gave him all my debt paper. We sat there for an hour and a half going through all the paper, what debts I've actually got, and he says, "Stuart, don't worry, we are here to help." And I thought, "Oh wow, okay." Just that reassurance of somebody being there who's listening. So we'll sit down together, go through what debts I actually have, the list all my debts, send it off to Bradford head office, contacting my debtors for me, and make an offer on my behalf. Now I know there's no other service out there that does that. Nobody comes out to you and helps you. So that evening, Terry and Jonathan prayed. I was like, "Here, right, brother." And I started getting tingling. And then one morning, I didn't think about it. I just got out of bed, walked the toilet, and I just realised what I'd done. I physically got out of my bed, which I hadn't done for 18 years without falling on the floor, and walked to the toilet 3 days after Jonathan laid his hands on me. So, I'd like to say, all I know is I know that Jesus has done that. Freely and unheartedly, I says to him, "I want to be your disciple." And in the October, last year, I was baptised. So I've declared it free 6 months ago, because I can. Oh, the power of that, to be out of debt, to be told we're debt free, is such a gift. It really is a gift to owe nobody nothing. I mean, it's the first time in my life I've not owed anybody else. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you know, I've never known it.
Thank you to you. Without your heart for the poor, without your passion and willingness to partner with us, no life would be changed, no hope would walk in anywhere. We have nearly 30,000 individuals just like you who have a heart for the poor, who want to see the church change communities, to reduce isolation and change lives and bring hope where it is most needed. And they give every month to the work of Christians Against Poverty. We call them life changers because that is what they do. So can I ask you to get that format? Can I ask you today to make a decision not to miss this opportunity to join in, so that you know that as you hear of thousands of lives that have changed through the work of camp, you will know that you've played your part, allowing hope to walk in. Please be generous. If you could give £15 a month, that would pay for 3 phone calls into our new plan inquiries, where hope can walk in. Hey, whatever you can give, it's gratefully received, but don't miss your opportunity, and don't hold back on the generosity. Please join in. Please give to CAP and do it today.
CAP never miss an opportunity to ask people for money. But there's a reason why they do that. We could talk all day about the message of hope that CAP brings into clients' lives, but in the time we have, I'm just going to go through 4. The first message of hope is that you are not alone. Some people in their darkest moments honestly believe that they're destined to live in poverty forever. They feel isolated and hopeless. They're resigned to their lot in life. "I'll be in debt until I die. I'll never amount to anything. I'll never stop smoking. I'll never get a job." CAP can only operate in the UK because of the support of thousands of Christians who donate money and time and prayer to the charity. And this support allows CAP's teams on the ground to step into the lonely pit of poverty alongside each client that they meet and shine the light of hope. When a debt coach like me smiles and tells a client that no problem is too big, it blows their minds. When we take back a budget, it gives them a realistic amount of money for food. They can't believe it. When someone walks into a job club or life skills group for the first time, they're greeted with smiles from other people who are in the same situation as them, and they're no longer alone in isolation, and the shame and guilt is lifted. They realise that CAP completely understands the horrific difficulties they're going through, and that is a huge reassurance. However, the thing that really opens the door to let hope in is that CAP arrives with a confident expectation that the situation can change. That firm hope described in 2 Corinthians 1:7, that every client will have comfort in a place of suffering, not only opens the door to hope, it flings the door wide, and the oxygen-rich breeze of hope floods into our clients' lives. They feel safe and supported, and they feel part of something bigger than themselves. Hope walks in. The second message of hope is that CAP's service works. For so many of our clients, everything that's happened to them in the past screams failure. Many will have been ripped off by the unscrupulous or let down by systems that fail them. They truly think that nothing out there that can possibly exist that is able to make a difference in their lives. We hear client after client saying, "I'm beyond help, I've tried it all, this will never work." But we show them that the truth is so different to what they believe. When we teach a client in a fresh start session that they have value, that they are not defined by their dependency on cigarettes or gambling, hope walks in. When we show a job club member that their life experience is valuable to an employer and equip them to confidently walk into an interview, hope walks in. When we take the piles of confusing paperwork from a debt help client and return with a workable budget that a client no longer receives calls from creditors and knocks on the doors from bailiffs, hope walks in. CAP helps more than 23,000 people every year through their 4 services. CAP Debt Help sees thousands who were utterly desperate find themselves able to feed their family and budget better within weeks. 2,500 of them become debt-free every year. CAP never pays anyone's debts for them, but demands justice from creditors alongside practical help. Every month, £3 million worth of debt is written off or repaid. Last year, through CAP Job Clubs, 805 people found work. That's 38% of all those who attended a job club. And they're people who, on average, have been out of work for 52 months or more. CAP's 2 other services, Fresh Start and Life Skills, have helped a further 600 people last year. Life Skills... Oh, I've gone the wrong way. Where are we up to? Anyway, never mind. Read them. CAP's 2 other services, Fresh Start and Life Skills, have helped a further 600 people last year. Life Skills equips people to live well when they are walking the tightrope of low income, while Fresh Start helps people find freedom from life control and dependencies. When we explain this to our clients, how many others have been helped, these precious people realise that they're not too far gone. They realise the service works, it's tested and proven, and when they believed what they believed to be impossible is now a definite possibility, hope walks in. The third message of hope is that we believe in you. So many people in poverty, all they've ever heard is that they'll never amount to anything. Once a drinker, always a drinker. Once a poor mum, always a poor mum. Once on benefits, always on benefits. But Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that God has plans for us that will give us a hope and a future. And then Philippians 4:13 tells us the most amazing truth, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, like we just sang. CAP opens all its services in partnership with local churches across the length and breadth of the UK. Hundreds of congregations have boldly stood up and declared that they will be the ones to bring hope into those crushed by poverty in their community. Frontline workers like me tell people, you can do this. You can have a future free from debt. You can get a job. You can have some skills employers, you have some skills employers are looking for. You can hit this goal and get free from your dependency. We believe in you. Imagine being encouraged in this way after a life of feeling worthless. The impact on people's spirits is incredible. They change the way they talk about themselves. Their relationships with their partners and children improve. They smile and laugh, and they even look physically different. Because of CAP's commitment to equip local churches to reach people, every client who connects with a CAP service is brought into the community of is brought into the supportive safety net of a community. They suddenly have a whole team of people to encourage them, to catch them before they stumble, and to tell them that God loves them more than they could ever imagine. When broken people are told about their God-given value, hope walks in. The fourth message of hope is the hope of salvation. No life is beyond Jesus' redeeming power. Our clients may not even believe that God exists, or may have preconceived ideas about church or Christians. No one may ever have shown or taken the message of hope in Jesus to them, but we do. When Christians are living a life that reflects Jesus, people can sense it. It's tangible. When we are non-judgmental, kind, helpful, and willing to go the extra mile, they feel it. God magnifies all CAP brings into their clients in order to create hope where there is none, because Jesus himself is the ultimate hope. For over 20 years, CAP has committed to be the best reflection of who Jesus is, to show that the church, this church, is relevant to the communities that we serve. We're constantly growing in the number of lives receiving its hope. As Christians, we all play a vital part in showing a hurting world that God is love. God is a God of second chances, a God of your life can change, a God of I believe in you, a God of salvation. As Christians, like you, CAP workers not only bring hope, but leave hope, and the hope we leave does not disappoint. As a result of CAP's work, more than 1,000 people make personal commitments to Jesus every year. That's the equivalent of several new churches year on year. CAP is a ministry that is seeing God's kingdom brought to earth. And today, I want to invite you to become part of that. As I said, CAP never misses an opportunity to ask for money. Hope walks into thousands of lives every year because of CAP. But it's only possible because of a movement of Christians who have said yes to play in their part. And these people passionately believe that poverty shouldn't be anyone's end point. And to make sure it isn't, they've committed to making a donation to CAP each month. CAP calls these people life changers because that's exactly what they are doing. If you need information about that, please come and speak to me at the end. There's some leaflets out on the table as well. But before I finish this morning, I want to tell you what is actually happening locally here in Liverpool. Since January, we've seen 18 clients from that range in the area from L8 to L26, so it's a huge area. The journey out of debt is not an easy one, and it can take months or even years before a client goes debt-free. I see each client for 3 visits, and I present the work of CAP to them. Get to know them, take their paperwork away so that CAP can prepare a budget for them. But after that, they have to walk the journey out of debt on their own. And that can often be a difficult journey for them, as they're often struggling with other issues alongside their debt. I've had one client go debt-free already, which is brilliant. However, their journey out of debt can take months or even years before a client goes debt-free. I want to make sure that we are able to support people throughout that time and keep reminding them that there is hope and that they're not journeying alone. We need to offer our clients continued support and continue to show them hope and the love of God, and to encourage them, befriend them, and invite them along to church. This is why I need a team of people to help me come along on visits, and I've currently got a team of about 8 people who come with me on visits and support me, and to support the clients. I'm just going to ask, if you've come on a visit with me, if you've been out to a client and you've come along on a visit, could you just stand for a second? I'm not going to make you do anything, don't worry. If you've been to a visit with me, So there's four in here at the moment. So I just want to take this opportunity to thank you, because you know what it's like to go to a client's house. And if anyone wants to speak to someone who's been on a visit, speak to these guys because they know what it's about. They've experienced it. They can tell you what it's like. I can't go on a visit without a befriender. That's what these guys are called, befrienders. I can't go out on my own without taking a befriender with me. We need more people on the team to allow this work to continue. We need people who can come out and support clients and help them ongoing, not just on those visits, but afterwards, so that they're not journeying on their own, so that they're not walking this difficult path out of debt by themselves. So it could mean just coming alongside them and going and chat with them, have a coffee, or taking them out for a drink, or whatever it is, but just getting to know people and showing them hope, showing them Jesus, showing them that we love them, that they are important, that they are valuable, and that we care about them. I don't want to ever have to cancel a visit with a client because I can't take someone with me. So I get told that I've got a visit coming up, and I send a message out saying, please, can someone help? I don't ever want that to be an issue where I have to say, I'm sorry, I can't come. I can't help you with your debt because I can't bring anyone with me, because I can't imagine how that must feel for somebody who is in debt to be told that someone can't come because not enough people want to help. So we need people to join the team. So, you know, if you are interested in joining the team, please come and speak with me afterwards. My visits usually take place on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So if you're free on those days, then please come and join us, because we need more people. We can't rely on those four and the other four that are out there all the time, because they're going to get burnt out. They're going to get tired, because we're supporting people who have got needs and we need to help them. I've got a vision for this centre, that we can have a job club, a fresh start, and a release group as part of this centre. I'd love to see us help more people in this community. It's a large area and there is a great need. How good would it be to see people in our community released from addiction, free from life controlling dependencies, and given skills to help them find work? I'd love to make our centre more visible in the community with a regular drop-in or a cafe, so that people can come along and speak to someone about their situation and access help easily. We need people to volunteer to be a part of that, but we also need finances to make it happen. Each CAP service requires us to pay CAP a fee to make it happen in order to be resourced and run well. Therefore, in order to continue the work that we're already doing and also to increase any work that we do, we need to increase the funding that comes in. If you would like to give to the work of CAP in the local area, just for Liverpool South, then speak to myself or Nick or Chris Ford later to find out how you can do that. We're also starting to fill funding bids in to send off to grant making trusts. So if you'd like to be a part of a team that does that, please come and speak to me. June is currently doing an amazing work doing that, but we need other people to be part of that. We need other people to help her with that and help me take the pressure off me so that I can direct my work towards the clients where it's most needed as well. We need people to pray. We need people to pray for the clients. We need people to pray for me and anyone else that helps me. And we need people to pray for the work of CAP that's going on nationally, and the work that is happening on the ground. We need people to pray for the Debt Saviors program that's going to be on the television on Friday. Please cover it in prayer. Cover us in prayer. Cover this work in prayer. If you want to be updated regularly with what's happening, then speak to me and I can add you to the prayer team and I can update you with the most recent prayer needs. I also apologise for not updating people most recently. I want to start up a monthly prayer meeting as well, specifically for CAP. So please try and come along whenever that happens. Great things can happen when we pray. And I would love to see clients come into faith, finding freedom from all the things that are keeping them from experiencing the life that God has for them. So please pray. if you're a good communicator and you can help with promoting CAP in the work that we're doing in the local community, then you can get involved too. I need people who will take leaflets out, speak to doctor surgeries, schools, community centres, put posters up, promote the work in the community. I want to tell everyone about CAP and what is happening and enable us to reach more people with the good news that there is hope for them and their debt situation. We've got an event coming up on the 9th of October for clients and others to come along to. We've got a fun evening with food and a band called the Midnight Daisies. And it's being held in conjunction with the Bootle Centre, Anfield Centre and the Widnes Centre. And it's being held in the Mel Inn in Bootle. Tickets are free for clients, but £5 for anyone else. And I would love for lots of people to come along and support that. So if you want a ticket, let me know. I am aware it is the same night as XL. Boo. But so maybe some of the men can't help, but not all the men are going to XL. So if you're not going to XL and you want to come along, please come along. I'm going to send the invite out to the clients in the next couple of weeks. So we may need help with transport with that. So if you're around and you can help with transport, please let me know. So as I finish, if you want to be someone who speaks up for the oppressed, those oppressed and held captive by debt, if you want to be someone who stands up against injustice, the injustice of debt, the injustice of high interest charges applied to payday loans, which are dressed up to look like a solution instead of a problem. The injustice of the gig economy or zero hours contracts, which cause people to be on unreliable hours and therefore unpredictable income, and consequently lead to money worries, debt and mental illness. If you don't want to see anyone die because of debt, if you want to be someone who lives out those verses in Isaiah 61:2 and stand up and speak out against injustice, defend the broken people in our community, and please get involved. So thank you for listening this morning. Just know that in whatever way you are, you can get involved, you are making a big difference in someone's life. So we just thank you for anyone that's already involved and anyone that wants to get involved in the future. Just to let you know that Martin and I are moving house and I've had a clear out, so there's a big table full of Christian books out there. If you want one, please take one. If you want to make a donation towards CAP for it, please feel free to do that. That would be great. And once they've all gone, we'll send whatever it is to the charity shop. So yes, please feel free to do that. But thank you for allowing me to be part of CAP in this community and part of this church. And it is a pleasure to do, and I love doing what I do. And thank you for your support and encouragement as I do it. So yeah, thank you. Shall we just pray before we hand over to the worship team? Yeah, God, we just thank you that you are an amazing God. Thank you that you have a hope and a future for the people who are in debt in our community. Lord, we thank you that you are greater and bigger than we can ever imagine. Lord, you can do greater things than we can ever imagine. Lord, and we just praise you for all that you are doing in this community. We pray that you would be with each client that I have met so far, Lord, and all those clients that are going to meet in the future. Lord, we thank you for the team of befrienders that are with us, Lord, and we just thank you for them. We pray over this program that's on the television on Friday, Lord. Pray for this program, Lord, that you would just reveal the work that CAP is doing in this community, that it would be a good response from it, Lord, and that we'd see many more people coming through to this centre and also through to CAP nationally. Lord, we thank you that you are a great God. You are amazing, and we worship you, Jesus. Amen.